Finding peace, writes Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill, may require the hard work of letting go.
At my grandmother's, on the hall table, there are two Scotties, one black, the other white. About an inch high, each was secured to a small magnetized base. I loved playing with them. I'd place them on a glass tabletop and put them through various exercises. Turn one Scotty this way and he'd flee for his life from the other. Turn him around and both would race and crash into each other with lightning speed. If you maneuvered them correctly, you could get the one or the other or both spinning out of control. It was all about how attractions and aversions work. Love at its core is all about attractions too, although the phenomenon goes well beyond romantic attachments. Physicist and cosmologist Brian Swim and mathematical cosmologist and priest Father Thomas Berry tell us that one of the fundamental forces governing our universe is attraction. They also use the word allure. If, for example, the planets that we orbit or that orbit us were to lose their ability to exercise attractions, planets would be smashing into each other at terrifying speeds, ensuring their total destruction, or flying out and away from their orbits to disappear into infinity. They've developed just about the right properties of attraction and resistance to assure a happy and balanced relationship between the celestial bodies. The mediating agency in the human spirit in managing what repels us or what attracts us is managing wisely what we like and don't like. It's called equanimity. The capacity to be easygoing is another way of saying it. Some people are blessed with such a disposition as if God gave them, for undeserved reasons, a freebie. I am not one of those people, and even with years of therapy and spiritual direction, I may still swear out loud when, in a rush to keep an appointment, I get stuck in traffic. On occasion, I'm also very capable of making crude gestures aimed at drivers cutting me off. Equanimity is the royal route to an untroubled mind and a gentle spirit. It does take some doing. Buddhist teachers especially caution the meditator that he or she will lose his or her way by clinging to their aversions or attractions. If we become overattached to pleasures, they will lock us into repetitive behavior, the way addictions can, the way consumerism does, or, like the junkie who spends his time seeking to recapitulate the delights of his first rush. Our aversions, on the other hand, can be equally as difficult to manage when we become obsessed with them. Those personal prejudices we nourish that produce seething resentments and may lead us into the kind of violent thought and behavior we see in gay bashing or in the viciousness that white supremacists advocate. There's a wise saying about non-attachment and the rewards of cultivating equanimity. It's attributed to a Buddhist monk, the Venerable Ajahn Chah. If you let go a little, you will have a little peace. If you let go a lot, you will have much peace. If you let go completely, you will know complete peace and freedom. Your struggles with the world will have come to an end. Wise counsel, to be sure. I just wish it weren't so hard. George Merrill on the shore.